Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. New Jersey has a new U.S. senator, at least through the November election.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States?
He's Senator George Helmy, and he will serve out the term of Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. Helmy, who served as chief of staff to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, will only be in his new role for 2 months when the November election will choose a senator to serve a full six-year term. Senator Menendez resigned in August after his conviction on multiple charges, including accepting bribes. He plans to appeal.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. A spokesman for the NYPD says the police commissioner has no intention of resigning. The Daily News says it may happen in the coming days. It's a report that's fueled by speculation from the mayor.
Mayor Adams was asked if Police Commissioner Edward Caban has a future leading the NYPD.
I don't think anything in life is guaranteed. I would say this, when I chose Eddie, I chose him for his experience and what he brought after 30-something years of service.
The question comes after Caban's phone and electronics were seized, along with top staff in his office and others in the NYPD. Sources say that up to 15 people in the department were subjects of subpoenas or search warrants, and that interviews were held with members of the department in off-premise offices for several NYPD task force units. The investigation or investigations have also ensnared the police commissioner's twin brother, the deputy mayor for public safety, his two brothers, and other top members of the city's administration. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In the middle of all of this, Mayor Adams tested positive for COVID, forcing him to cancel several in-person meetings yesterday. His people also confirmed that he will not be attending tomorrow's 9/11 commemoration. There was a stabbing just after midnight in Chelsea. We know because the victim somehow got himself to Bellevue Hospital with wounds to his stomach and told folks there a man had stabbed him during an argument on West 20th Street and 8th Avenue. The victim should be okay. He gave police a description of the suspect. Cops are now looking for that guy. Just 3 days into the new school year, violence just after dismissal at two high schools in the city. Three teens were stabbed, a fourth slashed outside Lehman High on East Tremont Avenue in the Bronx. So far, no arrest. And there was a similar incident in Crown Heights.
Police say it was a 15-year-old girl leaving school when she was stabbed in the abdomen just as she was standing on Washington Avenue and Eastern Parkway. A police car is parked outside of the Prospect Heights International High School's campus. Sources tell us her attacker was a teenage boy and that it could have been another student. People like Richard, who have lived in Crown Heights for over 60 years, couldn't believe their eyes.
I feel very uneasy about it, because this is normally a safe neighborhood.
Other neighbors like Emma didn't expect to hear that this happened at school dismissal.
It reminds me of what I was like when I got out of school growing up in a city. Like, kids are laughing and talking, and which is why this is really shocking.
So far, police say no arrests have been made. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Crown Heights.
A teacher at PS 153 in Hamilton Heights was arrested Monday for allegedly putting a five-year-old in a headlock. Just why that happened is not yet clear. The boy was taken to New York Presbyterian Columbia University Hospital and will recover. 46-year-old Anthony Wicks is charged with assault and acting in a manner injurious to a child under 17. Harvey Weinstein was rushed from Rikers to Bellevue Monday for emergency heart surgery.
Sources tell ABC News he was experiencing chest pains. The emergency comes as Weinstein is due in court this week in New York, where prosecutors have been working to secure a new indictment against him on sex crimes charges. Weinstein's current conviction is for rape with a 23-year sentence, but he's facing a retrial in November after a New York appeals court ruled he did not get a fair trial. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A small business in Brooklyn with an unusual business model.
How's this for a draw to get people coming into a bakery? Name your price for bread. That's the policy here at Bakery by Textbook in Bed-Stuy.
If someone like cannot afford it and some other can, that it like kind of like balances out by people being able to like pay whatever they can.
Whatever you can afford to pay for a loaf of bread, that's what you pay, even if it's nothing. The creators saw this area as a food desert where that strategy would appeal to people.
There are certainly some people who will benefit from it a lot and some people who will benefit from it just because it's cool.
And with workers who all live in the area, this bakery is truly community. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. in Bed-Stuy.
The search is on this morning for two suspects in a fatal shooting on the Lower East Side. This was in an eighth-floor hallway of the Two Bridges condo at 44 Marketplace, where a woman was shot multiple times at around 11 last night. 57-year-old Ying Zhu Liu later died at the hospital. The two suspects took off on foot. So far, no word on a motive. Cops are on the case in Williamsbridge, the Bronx, where a man is stable after being shot just after 1 this morning. That was outside 245 East 207th Street. All we know at this point is that police are looking for two men in their 20s. Ahead of relatives and dignitaries gathering tomorrow in Lower Manhattan, Westchester County will hold its own two-day 9/11 memorial to remember its residents who lost their lives. County Executive George Latimer telling 1010 Winds there will be an interfaith event starting at 5 p.m. today at the Kensico Dam Plaza.
We have a religious vigil where members of the clergy, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and Hindu religions will come, and various clergy members will speak and touch on the spiritual elements of what happened that day.
A memorial service will also be held tomorrow at the same site. That starts at 3 in the afternoon. The names of Westchester residents who died on 9/11 and those who have since passed from 9/11-related illnesses will be read. Both events are open to the public.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.